First, the United States President Barack Obama pulled out of his trip to Australia because of his health reform battle at home. And the Obama no-show means all focus here will be on a similar fight, the health debate between Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott. The Liberal Party is demanding that the press club debate be held during television prime time on Tuesday evening. But the Prime Minister won't be going for that, and the encounter will go ahead at lunchtime. Regardless of its timing, we can guarantee that Mr. Rudd will accuse Mr. Abbott of ripping $1 billion from the hospital sector. And we can be almost certain that Mr. Abbott will accuse him of lying. But who is telling the truth? From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The United States President Barack Obama's deep in a political battle over health reform. This morning he phoned Kevin Rudd to postpone next week's trip to Australia until June.
He wants to come back at a later stage with a little bit more relaxed timing so he can bring Michelle and the kids. I said, I think Australians would like that as well.
No US president means full political focus on next week's leadership debate.
The president is trying to bring about health and hospitals reform, as I am in Australia.
The Prime Minister will go head-to-head with Tony Abbott at the press club next Tuesday. Kevin Rudd says he's relaxed about what format the health debate takes, but he won't be agreeing to this.
Well, given the public interest in this matter, we think it's very important that the debate is at 7:30 at night, that it goes for 90 minutes and that all media outlets who wish to take the debate can do so.
The Liberal Party's federal director, Brian Loughnane, says the debate shouldn't be held at lunchtime as planned.
Well, either Mr. Rudd's serious about having a substantive discussion or he's not. If he's trying to hide, well, I guess he'd put it on at lunchtime down at the press club.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says a lunchtime debate is what the opposition leader agreed to, and that's what will go ahead. The timing won't change the content. Kevin Rudd will demand Mr. Abbott release his own health policies. Mr. Abbott will question the Prime Minister's hospital funding plan. And Mr. Rudd will criticise Tony Abbott's record when he was health minister in the Howard years, and he'll be repeating this claim.
What he did as health minister was rip $1 billion out of the public hospital system.
Truth is that between 2003 and 2007, $10 billion extra went into the public hospital system from the federal government.
Oh, Tony.
On Channel 9, Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard had their own debate on that.
If I said to you today, I'm going to give you $100 tomorrow, and I turned up tomorrow and gave you $50, what would you say? I reckon you'd say, where's the other 50? That's exactly what happened with the health system, except it wasn't $50, it was $1 billion.
There were enough lies from your guys in the parliament yesterday.
Just because you use the word lie doesn't make it untrue.
You're better than Kevin Rudd.
$1 billion out of health.
Stop channeling Kevin Rudd.
Bernard Keane from the online magazine Crikey says Mr. Abbott is right and it can't be argued that he ripped $1 billion from the hospital system.
It's quite clear that Tony Abbott never actually did that. The basic line is that the forward estimates were adjusted downwards in terms of health spending to reflect the change nature of the agreement between the Commonwealth and the states for hospital funding. In essence, what they're talking about is a lower rate of increase than was previously factored into the forward estimate. So in an accounting sense, there's obviously something occurred because forward estimates were lowered, but the idea that this was actually in reality a cut to funding is grossly overstating the case.
He took, in the last agreements under the Howard government, the Commonwealth took over $1 billion out of its contribution and forced the states to pay it instead.
John Deeble is one of the architects of Medicare. He says the government's right in its claims against Mr. Abbott.
He actually took $1 billion of the Commonwealth money back and made the states pay it. That's what it's about.
Part of the argument is that, in fact, that money was in the forward estimate, so it wasn't money that was already in the system. So I guess you can't really rip something out of the system unless it's there already.
Well, that's rubbish. A total rubbish. That's what they did. People have got to make their own judgment of who's telling the truth.
And that's what politics and elections are all about.
Samantha Hawley.